This happened to me a couple of winters ago when I was stuck at home with a broken leg. I had slipped down the stairs at work in late November and ended up in a full leg cast for 8 weeks. Living alone in a small house on the edge of town, I didn't have much to do. So, naturally, I binged a lot of TV. It was early December, sometime after midnight, and I was a few episodes into this new true crime series. The kind that has that creepy ambient music and slow zooms into crime scene photos. I remember the event clearly, because the episode was about a stalker who had been sneaking into women's homes at night. Great choice, right? I paused the show when I noticed it was snowing outside. The season's first snowfall made me smile like a child, despite the fact that I was in pain and confined inside. I picked up my crutch and limped toward the window. The large glass pane in my living room faced the street. I could see the snow gently covering the road and the tops of mailboxes. Everything looked serene and empty. It felt like I was the only one awake at that hour, witnessing the world change. Streetlights gave that snow a warm orange glow, and for a few seconds, I just watched the flakes dance. As I enjoyed the moment, my eyes suddenly noticed the streetlight on the pavement. A man was standing just outside my fence. His slouching body hung forward a little, and his long face fixated on my house. It didn't feel like a casual watch, but rather an intense stare that had hidden intentions. He stood a mere 10 feet away from the street lamp, allowing me to clearly see his face. He had neither a scarf nor a hat on. How could someone stand in the cold without any warm clothes on? From that very moment on, everything about that man started to feel odd to me. He didn't blink, despite the snowflakes covering his hair, eyebrows, and even his eyelashes. He didn't even try to wipe them off. It was as if he was beyond all human sensation, more like a robot in human disguise. He was just staring right at my house. He was staring directly at me. My stomach dropped. I didn't want to assume the worst at first. Maybe he was a neighbor. Maybe he was drunk. But the longer I looked, the more I realized he was too still. He was neither swaying nor shifting his weight. He seemed to be frozen in place. All of a sudden, he waved at me. With my heart racing, I limped back to the house, immediately locked the front door, and then double-checked to make sure the back door was secure. All windows locked. I shut the drapes to that front window and sat back on the couch, crutch leaning next to me. I muted the TV and just listened. 10 minutes passed. Nothing happened. There was not a single sound. There were no approaching footsteps, no alarming knocks on my door, just silence. I kept telling myself,
"Don't look. Don't peek. He's probably gone."
However, my curiosity overcame me. I carefully approached the window again, opened the curtain just an inch, and looked out. He was right there, right outside the window. He had his terrifying face pressed against the glass. The heat from within is now melting the snow from his cheeks. His eyes glowed in the moonlight. A giant grin spread across his face. I could see his yellow, stained teeth gazing at me like he'd been waiting for me to look. Our eyes locked, and I swear my blood froze. I stumbled backwards and almost dropped my crutch as I screamed. I quickly reached my phone and dialed 911. I could barely speak because my voice was shaking so much. The dispatcher tried to calm me down and asked me to report exactly what's happening. It took me a few nervous seconds to gather my courage and report the incident.
"There's a man outside my house. He was watching me through the window."
The dispatcher stayed on the line while I locked myself in the bathroom. The only weapons I had were a toothbrush and a ceramic soap dish. When the cops arrived about 10 minutes later, I didn't come out until I heard their voices calling out my name. They did a full sweep of the yard, but the man had vanished, leaving nothing but a trail of footprints in the snow. There were numerous footprints, as if he had scavenged the area around my house in search of a single entry point. The footprints, all originating from the street, led directly to my front window. The cops said it looked like he'd been walking in circles around the house at some point. I filed a report, of course, but they had no leads. There was no security cam footage, and there were no witnesses. Just a set of prints in the snow, and the memory of that man's face burned into my brain. For weeks after that, I slept with the lights on and a hammer under my pillow. The scariest thing? I still don't know how long he was watching me before I noticed, or if, maybe, it wasn't his first time. I'm 16 now, and this happened not too long ago. It was the first time in months I'd had the apartment to myself. My parents had left that evening to go visit my grandma, who wasn't doing well across town. I didn't go because of school the next morning, but honestly, I was excited to be home alone. About 3 hours after they left, my mom called. She told me it had started pouring badly where they were, and the thunderstorm looked like it would last all night. They intended to spend the night at my aunt's house, which is close by, and return early the next day.
Peter, please make sure you lock all the windows and doors before bed, okay?
She said, before hanging up. I said I would. I meant to, but I was in full solo mode by then. I had loud music playing, junk food on the table, and a horror movie queued up. I lit one smoke, crashed on the couch, and just melted into the night. It was raining outside, and the sound was calming. Somewhere around the second act of the movie, I must have dozed off. I woke up hearing knocking sounds. My eyes shot up. I could feel my heart pounding. The knocks were not very loud, but they were enough to make me open my eyes wide. Initially, I suspected that the noise was coming from our neighbor upstairs. He sometimes came down when his Wi-Fi was acting up or to ask about packages, so I ignored it. But then it came again. It was more intense this time. Knock, knock, knock. Something felt off. I paused the movie, stood up, and looked around. That's when I noticed that my front door was wide open. Rain was splashing in from the open hallway window. A gust of wind had blown some junk mail onto the floor. My heart sank. I knew I forgot to lock it. I quickly rushed over and slammed it shut, locking the deadbolt immediately. I tried to make sense of it. Maybe it was slightly ajar and the wind blew it open. If someone did open it and got in, then I would have heard that person, right? So many thoughts were going on in my mind. Just then, I heard giggling behind me. The laughter was unlike any you might hear from a friend or a sitcom. The laughter was soft and wet, almost childlike. I turned my head around slowly. For a few seconds, I saw nothing but the empty couch and dark floor. Then, a face, a head, a full human body emerged from behind the television cabinet. A human figure was crawling on all fours, and I knew that person well. He was the brother of our upstairs neighbor. I'd seen him maybe 3 times before in my life, always with someone supervising him. Everyone in the building knew about his mental history and unstable condition. He was rarely outside unless his brother had him by the arm. When I fell asleep, he must have gotten in and hid behind the cabinet. I watched in horror, not knowing what to do. The guy was crawling across my floor, with his back arched, knees and palms on the ground, and his head tilted up. He stared directly at me with an unblinking grin, like he was playing a game. I backed up until I hit the door behind me.
What the hell?
I stammered. He kept crawling, coming closer each passing second, and then he lunged. He began to scratch at my face, his laughter piercing my soul. I screamed like I had never screamed before. His laughter grew louder, from raspy to demonic, transforming into a growl. His fingernails scraped down the side of my face and neck. After a lot of struggle, I managed to kick him off. I scrambled to my feet and bolted into the hallway. Right there, in the stairwell, I bumped into his brother, our neighbor. He had fear and panic all over his face. Seeing me panting, he understood what must have happened. He rushed into my apartment and came out grabbing his brother, who was still laughing like a psycho. He kept pulling his brother back while apologizing over and over. The guy was still trying to come at me. I was standing there, blood on my cheek, completely in shock. I think I asked something like, why was he in my apartment? But I don't even remember if I said it out loud. The neighbor was clearly shaken. He said he'd been looking for his brother for the past hour. Somehow, the guy must have slipped out during the storm. He found our door unlocked while wandering in the hallway. I didn't press charges. I told my parents not to call the cops when they rushed back. He had no idea what he was doing. The situation was frightening, but it did not involve any evil intentions. However, his brother and their entire family left the building after that. The landlord must have told the family that the brother couldn't stay there. My dad told me their family placed him in a psychiatric facility soon after. Sometimes, I wake up having nightmares that my door is open and someone is crawling toward me with a smile. This was undoubtedly the most terrifying night of my life, beginning as a typical Netflix and chill date. I'm 25 and I've been seeing this girl Ava for a few weeks. She's the kind of girl who's smart, funny, and beautiful. I fell for her instantly. So one Friday night, I invited her to come over for a movie date and a cozy dinner at my place. As someone living alone, I needed to prepare my house to welcome a guest, especially since it was a woman. I cleaned the place, picked out a horror flick, and got a decent bottle of wine. It was our first time really hanging out without distractions, and all I expected was some privacy. Everything was perfect. Dim lights, a movie playing while we sipped the wine sitting on the couch, full-on romantic vibes. We were laughing, kissing each other from time to time, and about halfway through the movie, I heard a creak from the bathroom door. It sounded like someone shut it very slowly. I paused the movie. "You hear that?" I asked. Ava looked at me confused.
"Was that the bathroom?"
I brushed it off. Old apartment. Doors swell when it rains. I tried to laugh it away. We got back into the movie. In the next 5 minutes, my hand was on her shoulder, and we were closer than ever. I looked into her eyes, and she blushed looking at mine. Before I knew it, we had started making out. For probably 5 magical minutes, all was going well. But then suddenly, a high-pitched scream tore through the apartment. Both of us jumped in horror, not knowing what just happened. The sounds of glass shattering in the bedroom made me believe it wasn't just me and Ava at my apartment. We have a third uninvited guest with us. We froze. Ava clutched my arm, eyes wide.
"What the hell was that?"
she whispered. I got up and ran toward the bedroom, half expecting to find my mirror had just fallen or something. Instead, standing barefoot in the middle of the bedroom was Marissa. Marissa was my ex-girlfriend with whom I experienced the most devastating breakup of my life. Her hair was all messed up like she hadn't brushed it in weeks. She was standing barefoot, holding my bottle of cologne in one hand and Ava's hoodie in the other. There was broken glass everywhere. Her hands had little cuts on them, but she didn't seem to notice. She looked at me with this completely unhinged expression.
"She doesn't know you like I do!"
"Marissa, what the hell are you doing here?" She started pacing slowly, sniffing the hoodie, muttering Ava's name under her breath. That's when Ava came to the doorway, and Marissa tried to attack. I managed to grab her mid-lunge by the waist and wrestle her back into the room. She was kicking, screaming, and spitting at me, her face twisted in rage, repeating Ava's name over and over like a curse. I screamed for Ava to run. She bolted to the kitchen and grabbed her phone. Meanwhile, I shoved Marissa onto the bed, heart racing. "Marissa, stop this madness!" She kept clawing at me, wailing and laughing. I pushed her onto the floor and locked her in my bedroom. Ava and I stood outside the bedroom, totally shocked by this quick change of atmosphere. Suddenly, the room felt silent.
"Did she?"
But before Ava could finish her sentence, a soft tapping took place on the bedroom door.
Ha 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 ha
Marissa laughed for a while and sobbed like a 4-year-old and then laughed again. It was a full psychotic episode, straight out of a horror movie. I couldn't take any more risks because I knew something had snapped in her. We called the cops. It took about 10 minutes for them to arrive. Ava was shaking. I had blood on my shirt from when Marissa had scratched my neck. The officers unlocked the bedroom door, slowly opened it, and found her curled on the bed like a child. She didn't resist when the cops handcuffed her. Rather, she turned her glance towards me and said in a calm voice,
"I just wanted to talk to you. How could you let her wear my hoodie?"
But when they tried to escort her out, she refused to stand. She began yelling, asserting her rightful place, accusing me of deceiving the other girl, and continued claiming that she understood me better than anyone. It took both officers to get her out of my apartment. Ava and I watched from the living room window as they walked her to the cop car. She had stopped screaming by then. I found out later that Marissa snuck in using my spare key that I kept under the plant outside my door. She let herself in, waited in the bathroom until we got there, and then slipped into my room during the movie. She was watching us the whole time. She'd been placed under psychological care now. I never pressed charges, but I changed the locks the next day. As for Ava, she's still around, stronger than me, honestly. But she said she'll never forget that night, and neither will I. So next time you Netflix and chill, maybe double check your locks.
Ha 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 ha